Absolutely. And this represents, of course, the interests of two entities, the Obama White House and the national security state writ large, and particularly the CIA itself. I mean, those were the interests that were being served very directly by the briefing of reporters right after the raid last year, and, you know, briefings which were simply one lie after another. I mean, virtually everything that was being said in those briefings was untrue, as I point out in my story.
Mm-hmm.
And particularly, you know, the power that they were claiming that bin Laden had. But the second one, the second major lie, was that the CIA had cleverly and in terms of an intelligence coup, as it was characterized by the senior intelligence official, had been able to move from interrogating these detainees, these high-level detainees, such as Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who was the mastermind behind the 9/11 attacks, and other high-level Al-Qaeda detainees. They had gotten information which then they had somehow used to follow the trail got ultimately to the Abbottabad compound. And what I learned from my research and with the help of Shaukat Kadir is that what really happened was that they would not have gotten the focus on the Abbottabad compound had it not been for a tip from, guess who? The Pakistani military and ISI.